Hello and welcome back to Relationships, where our journey matters more than the destination ever could. And I have been absent for approximately 2 months now, almost three, no, two, because as you could see in my last episode, I had been going through a breakup and felt a little bit unworthy of talking about relationships while I'm going through a breakup. So I had a lot of reflection going on, both on my side and the man that I broke up with at that point. And, you know, things change really, really fast. I am now pregnant with this very man, and we are not breaking up anymore, or at least not in this very moment. So that was a little bit of a change in events, and I could have never really, you know, foreseen that one. Although we did kind of invite this child into the world, not really expecting things to go that fast though. So, you know, here we are on a complete new journey. And obviously there is one part of a destination that is pretty obvious here, which is a child, but that is not just, you know, the ultimate part of the destination. Again, the journey matters so much more than the destination. It counts, I guess, a lot in every parts of life, and especially relationships and parenthood. I am so curious about that aspect. It is overwhelming as a fuck, but it is a part of life. So, I mean, a million people have done it before, right? So what should be the problem? Me doing it. And I also got over a little bit of the whole unworthiness feeling or shame talking about relationships while being in the midst of a breakup. It is really as it is. Society loves to shame us and blame us and fault us rather than just allowing an experience to be an experience and two individuals maybe just not being quite compatible and being allowed to move on and learn from the experience with each other rather than being looked at as a failure or, you know, you're not capable of a relationship kind of a perspective or whatnot. Of course, that's a whole nother topic when we're talking about domestic violence or physical violence in general. Yes, that is not material for a relationship whatsoever. And that, as I said, is its own thing in itself, though. But people can be non-compatible and then just, you know, learn something else from each other than unconditional love, perhaps. Because that's not going to happen when you're in an incompatible relationship. Well, you know, just respectfully resigning from the relationship in a way is unconditional love. Because love doesn't have to always be romantic. You can separate from someone out of love and respect. And to yourself as well, of course, but that goes both ways. But that is not what I would like to talk about today, actually. I would like to talk about rebounding. Because it kind of connects to the last episode from 2 months ago. A big, big gap. But hey, it's also been 2020 and 2021. It's historical revolutionary times. Forgive me. And therefore, rebound, I think, is a very good topic because it's looked at as something pretty normal in our society. Most people understand if you will, after a breakup, go and spend your time with some rather random people of the opposite sex just to distract yourself from all that pain that the breakup is causing. So a lot of people actually do that until they feel like they're over it. And I think that there is a big warning sign that should already hit you whilst doing that because, again, unless you're freed yourself from a domestically violent relationship, other than that, you know, there's always something to reflect upon. And it's always nice to give your body and your soul and your whole entire being a little bit of time, a little bit of a whatever is proportional for you, time to, you know, heal the pain of a breakup. Because let's face it, it is always sad to break up. It is always that, ah, no, now I have to start all over again, or why didn't it work out? Am I not lovable? Or what an asshole? You know, there's a thousand thoughts that go through our mind, and we believe in that very moment to completely understand the scenario. But just a week later already, we might have a slightly different view on how things were or how things are and why we see it as a good or a bad thing that we broke up. And it is fair to also get back with your exes, like I did, because sometimes it was just some distance and a little bit of a break that people need from each other. Again, we're heavily conditioned. It is almost like a must that you have to move in and create a family and have a house and I don't know, all those things. No one talks about the fact that a relationship should be executed, if you will, on the physical and living situational aspect the way anybody desires to. There is no way or not one single way to do something, and especially not when it comes to relationships. So a lot of this conditionings and the way we are supposed to do stuff, it doesn't work out for most of us. And it really, that's what causes so much issues, challenges, and stagnation in relationships, because we are almost incapable of listening to our own gut and talking to each other properly, communicating in a manner that we really get to share our desires. And since we are not in touch with ourselves properly as a collective, I'm talking for the whole of humanity right now, we just are not very connected to ourselves because we are not living in a natural environment largely anymore. We're living in a very superficial technological environment that has a very pressuring society. It is what it is. And it's very, very good to acknowledge that. It's not about being negative, but it's very good to acknowledge that in order to realize that, okay, what is it that I really desire away from society's definitions of what a woman should desire and how a woman should be treated and how what a man should desire. You know, sometimes the man is the more sensitive part and the woman could be the more masculine and dominant energy in a relationship, and that should be okay. And then people approach the whole relationship in a whole new dynamic, but no one shares these things on a grand scale in a way for people to feel secure when things are different than the A4 standard of how things should be. So yeah, getting in touch with yourself is almost, you know, the most important thing in a relationship. Because, yeah, if you don't have a relationship with yourself, it's very hard to have a relationship with someone else that then is supposed to make you happy. How are you going to have someone else make you happy when you hardly know your own desires? It is a little bit on each of us to communicate a little bit as well what it is we desire, what it is we don't desire. And then we figure out if that, you know, goes hand in hand with what our partners desire or don't desire. And either it works out or it doesn't, but it shouldn't be such a freaking big deal all the time. It's like not every person you fall in love with has to be the one. And rebounding, for a matter of fact, is just a very, very, sorry, but truth always hurts, ugly way of not looking in the mirror. It's just an attitude, really. It's just a very ego-based attitude of, oh, I deserve better. I'm going to go and have all the fun in the world. Or it's a very, very poor attitude towards yourself regarding self-respect. Because when you're in pain, when you're in heart pain, allowing another person to get physically so close to you that most likely really just wants to have sexual pleasures with you is not necessarily what you might need in that moment. I am not saying that casual sex in general is a bad thing, but rebounding right after a breakup, casual sex is for most people very, very, very hurtful. Very hurtful. Mostly for yourself, because you just exited a relationship and therefore you need a moment to heal. It's okay to not be okay after a breakup. What kind of cold human being would you be if, you know, the day you exit a relationship, you're just fine. I'm just fine. I'm so fine. I'm going to go and find 3 dicks this week that I'm going to have fuck me just so I have some self-value. Sorry, that is my very harsh interpretation on it. And also, I have done this myself, so I'm not just sitting here judging our society. I am also speaking from my own shitty experience on the behalf of rebounding. And I've been in both places. I've been in a place being the ex-girlfriend, and then I see my ex-boyfriend, you know, whoring around, even with the people that I would have thought are my friends, just to, I don't know, signalize that I'm so over you, or I didn't enjoy this relationship anyway. It's just, it's a very ugly thing to do. I mean, respect towards one another should even exist after the breakup, because why not? And again, unless it's domestic violence, or, you know, even if someone cheated on you, have the respect towards yourself. Two evils don't make one good. They just don't. And you're not going to feel better by doing almost the same thing that you got hurt by. I know rebounding is not cheating, but when the breakup wounds are still so fresh, you actually don't know. We've all been through, you know, the whole back and forth game. So just imagine you get back together after a breakup and you have actually slept with someone else. I think you're just bringing a lot of negativity and, literally bad vibes into the relationship. It's quite obvious. I don't even know how to describe that, because it is that obvious. It's not nice, and it is disrespectful towards yourself in the first place, because relationships are not defined by sex whatsoever. Actually, I think you cannot really have any meaningful or good sex without a relationship. And no, it does not need to be a monogamous relationship, but a connection, someone you can relate to at the very least. Otherwise, you're just going to have a very mechanical experience, which works out quite all right for men, but not women. Women do very rarely enjoy the whole mechanical fucking. And those who say they do, I can tell you out of experience as well, it's mostly a lie. Because, and we don't even realize this, but, you know, we like to... Oh, wow, I wasn't breathing properly. We like to define our value by our sexuality. Or that is also what we're being taught by media, movies, not necessarily society, I guess, but I think sex sells as a grand message is understood by almost everybody, which is a pity, because it's mostly regarding women. Very rarely do I see a man that is representing the whole sex sells the slogan idea, you know. So have some self-dignity, some self-respect, and maybe don't go sleeping with people right after a breakup. Sex is really not the solution after a breakup. Sex, when you're in an emotional, painful situation, is just going to distract you, and it's just going to push those wounds further away out of your sight, but they will still be there, and they will infect, and they will come back to you later at some other point in a much more severe way. So it's really treating it as if you had a flesh wound. You know, you wouldn't go first thing and as a woman, you know, stick a penis inside your vagina. You would go and take care of that wound first. Like, you put a band-aid on it at minimum before you would, you know, even think about sexual intercourse. But what are the odds of, oh my goodness, I cut myself for bad, I need to fuck? Doesn't make any sense. Also, because the example cutting oneself doesn't imply that there's a relationship, but it's an example, and I hope you know what I mean. Treat your emotional wounds as if they're a flesh wound. And then you get a little bit more of a feeling and an idea of how can I approach a healthy and balanced way of healing my little heart, healing my little emotions that are sitting there and you really don't want to deal with them, but do you want them to infect and come back to you later on? Most likely not. So grab yourself by the balls or by the pussy, whatever it is you have, and do what's right. Confrontate yourself with yourself. Cry it out. Talk to a friend. Take a walk. You know, watch a movie. Whatever it is you do. But just keep your legs closed for a little moment there. It is not a priority. All right. So I hope you've enjoyed 2021 so far. It is the 28th of January, if I have not mentioned it. And I'm looking forward to this year. I really, really, really am. They say that 2020 was a what do you call it, trailer, and this year is the movie. Well, well, we shall all see. I hope you're all well, and I hope you enjoyed this episode, first of this year, quite late. Sorry again, but, you know, it's not that many people listening to this podcast so far, so I don't feel all too guilty, but tell me if I should feel guilty. Have a good day, have a good day, have a good day, and don't forget to say hip hip hooray. Bye.